Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. Next year all our troubles will be miles away.
That chord sounds like Christmas, doesn't it? The problem begins, doesn't it? The first time you step into a supermarket just after New Year, it can be New Year's Day, in fact, and there's fucking Easter eggs on the shelves. You know? How many Easter eggs are they selling on New Year's Day? I'll tell you, zero. Surely zero, because Easter is in fucking April, or at the earliest March, and it's chocolate, isn't it? It's food. Who thinks, I want to give my kids a bar of chocolate in 3 months' time? I better buy that now. No one. Psychopaths, perhaps. No, not even psychopaths. No one is buying Easter eggs on New Year's Day. So why are they on the shelves? It's a conundrum, isn't it? Because it can't be a financial decision. No. Because these products are taking up valuable shelf space instead of products that anyone is going to fucking buy. So there must be something else going on, which takes us to Christmas. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Christmas starts in September, possibly August. In the shops, there's cards, decorations, and yes, there's food. Who the fuck is like? I'm having a meal in 4 months' time. Better buy it now before it goes off. No, mate, that's what the 4 months is for, you psychopath. But you're not a psychopath, are you? Because no one is buying the Christmas food in August, but it's on the shelves. This is the confusing thing. Why? Well, the solution lies in what we have all done by around October. You know, we've had the big, what are we planning to do for Christmas discussion with the family and friends, the big yearly discussion you have to do every year with your family. Which would be easy, of course, if you had one family. Oh, to have one family. No one has one family. You've at least four, your blood family, your ex's family, your mum, your dad, separated obviously, your partner's family. You have at least four competing factions who for one lunch a year have to see you. They have to see you. Why? Why? There's that chord again. Why? Because Christmas is important. It's a very important day. Just like Easter. Just like Easter is a very important day. So let's plan it 5 years in advance. You know, which shitty chocolate egg are you getting me in 5 years' time? You know, I hope you've got it. I hope you've got it by New Year's Day, otherwise the shops will run out, won't they? But of course they won't run out, just like you don't need to think about Christmas lunch until maybe a week before, because that's when you buy food for a meal that's next week. And you could leave it until that week just to sort something out, because here's what's going on. Easter Day isn't important. Christmas Day isn't important. It's only important because we've been conditioned to live in a persistent state of fear and anxiety. Ask a friend what they're doing for Christmas and watch their anxiety levels rise. You know, it's ludicrous. It's a lunch. We're being conditioned to live in fear of a lunch. We're being conditioned to live in fear of things as if they are now. Now, now it's Christmas. And now, now it's New Year. And bang, now it's Christmas again. Now, now, anxiety, pressure, stress, chocolate, presents. No one gives a fuck. No one gives a fuck. Apart from kids. And why do the kids care? Because we have taught them to give a fuck about a day the same as any other. It's lunch, goddammit. It's lunch. It's a fucking lunch. What am I doing for Christmas? I'm banging on the door of the supermarket going, let me in. Let me in. Have I left it too late? No. No. Please let me in. Why do you want to come in, sir? On Christmas Day? Because I need to buy my fucking Easter eggs now. Fuck. Fuck. Let me in. Merry Christmas, everybody, wherever you are.